When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, because Britain loves a quiz. And there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to Music Tuesday. Back for more is Adam Brown. Adam is a man who loves to cook. He's recently taken up golf. But you know what? He's a music guy. Adam, we expect such huge things today. I don't want to lie to you.
Right, this is the problem, because obviously having worked as a presenter and DJ for the last sort of 10, 15 years, I am that guy now who, in a pub quiz or any sort of family Christmas quiz, whatever,
yes.
Music round, we've got Adam, we're okay. And do you know what? And the pressure sometimes, it can get to you and you can just crumble. Getting me excuses in early there, Makita.
So, but that pressure, every family event, I want you to feel that today. Okay, times 10.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's fair. I can almost feel my mum's eyes just glaring at me now, yeah. Burning into me, going, get it right.
All right, I'll be your mum for this quiz.
Oh, that's fine.
Question number one. What is the title of the Arctic Monkeys debut album? Come on.
Oh, come on. You are joking, aren't you? You know, the good thing is that my current job, that is like one of the most iconic definitive albums of this kind of genre of music that I've grown up listening to.
Yeah.
For me, I was there at the start of, you know, obviously let's say the sort of mid-2000s, that real indie boom, which I'll be honest with you, I've still not quite gotten over. I still kind of love it. But yeah, I mean, that album is actually 15 years old this year.
Oh my God, I've not.
That's a way to make people feel old.
Yep.
But of course it is. Whatever people say, that's what I'm not.
What an absolutely incredible album. Arctic Monkeys, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not. Question number two. By what rap name is Curtis Jackson better known?
Oh, I know this as well. 50 Cent, of course.
Correct answer.
Curtis Jackson.
Curtis Jackson is, of course, 50 Cent. Question number three. Adam Brown, who is the backing singer and sole female member of Happy Mondays?
So again, this is another band that I will regularly play on the radio. And being a Manchester lad, if I got this wrong, I'd have potentially, you know, an entire city questioning my credentials. She also, a little bit of extra trivia here. Listen, I know I don't get any extra points, but you might remember years back, she was actually on The X Factor. It might have been the first series of X Factor.
Oh my goodness, of course.
Yeah, if you remember, she's called Rowetta. I mean, Rowetta Satchel, I think her full name is, but known just in some circles. Still a big name in Manchester. You do see her at a lot of functions and them kind of things. But yeah, Rowetta, amazing voice and a lovely person as well.
Correct answer is Rowetta. Wow, I don't think she was ready for that tribute.
There you go. You're welcome, Rowetta.
I really hope she is that.
Do you know, I did a quick story about Rowetta, actually, Makita.
Yeah.
I once did, I co-presented a event with her. It was a charity duck race.
Okay. What?
It was the most. Do you know what? It's one of the things where after, when I got home, I was like, did that just happen?
Did that happen?
Or was
that
a dream?
Did I get paid for it?
Yeah, I know. I think I'm still waiting for the money.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, so Rowetta.
Question number four, Adam Brown. Which ABBA song was a number one single for Westlife?
I'm trying to think which ABBA song would work as like a boy band. And I'm trying to think. I remember Westlife did a cover of, they did Uptown Girl, didn't they? I remember they did that once.
Oh yeah, they loved a cover.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, but again, you know, did they put their own kind of unique spin on it? And you never knew it was a cover.
No.
Let me think. ABBA. No, against all odds, it's not that. But I don't know.
The correct answer is "I Have a Dream."
Oh my. Oh yeah. Have a dream. Yeah, never knew that was ABBA.
All right, question number five. What do the letters VH stand for in VH1?
Right, I'm going to say video something.
I'm going to let you know that you are correct with video. So we're just trying to figure out the H of VH1, aren't we?
Well, let me think what the... I mean, no, it's got to be something like, you know what it'd be? It's around the time of like, the like music channels being like, do you know what I bet it is? I bet it's something like Hits, like Smash Hits, video Hits. I can imagine it being something like, is it that? Hits.
It is, of course it is, because
is it,
it was the decade that everything was called Hits.
Everything was Hits, everything was Hits, yeah.
Yep, the answer is Video Hits, that's what VH1 stands for, VH of the VH1. Question number 6, which subgenre of indie music was championed by the noughties group The Klaxons? I mean, you're just dragging me down memory lane now.
What a great little run they had.
I loved Klaxons, and I think that first album was so much better than like what New Rave became.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. It was just...
Oh, I just gave you the answer!
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I was gearing up to saying it. But
oh, my God!
But to be fair, Mickey, I did. I'm sure you can believe me that I did know that.
I believe you, and it gets me out of trouble, so let's give me the point.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, question number 7. Which disco song by Carl Douglas was given the rap remix treatment by Stockport group Bus Stop in 1998?
Right, I actually know the answer to this.
Wow.
Because this is the wildest way that I know the answer. I remember, and this is kind of, it's crazy, but a guy who represented the UK in Eurovision in about 2005, maybe slightly after that, was a guy from Stockport called Daz Sampson. I don't know if you remember him. He was absolutely wild, right? And he did a documentary at the time. I remember watching it. My mate actually resent it to me recently. He was like, mate, watch this. How ridiculous is this? It's like, again, it's like David Brent almost. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I remember he started off in a band called Bus Stop. In that documentary, he described how he contacted the original artist from that song, and it was Kung Fu Fighting.
Of course, yes,
right?
It was Kung Fu Fighting.
Of all the things to come up, Makita, that is crazy.
That's crazy. Question number 8. Which Rage Against the Machine song was the Christmas number one in 2009? It beat Joe McElderry, who was like the X Factor person at the time, who was looking to be number one.
I remember this. It was like you know what? This is the sign of the times. It was a big Facebook campaign, wasn't it, at the time? I remember that. Yeah. And I was like, join the Facebook group and let's stick it to Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. I'm sure he's crying that we've got 33,000 people in a Facebook group. I remember it very well. I mean, I love Rage Against the Machine anyway. What a band.
Yes.
But it was Killing in the Name Of, I remember.
Of course,
very
correct
distinct.
Answer. Killing in the Name Of by Rage. Question number 9. Fill in the blank to this opening line of the Killers song, Jenny Was a Friend of Mine. We had a fight on the blank out in the rain. Now, are Killers your people? Because if you don't, like, I feel like if you like the Killers, you know every word to their songs.
Still a song that gets played on the radio even to this day. So... again, it's one of those that lyrics are just ingrained into my mind.
So we had a fight on the...
Promenade.
That's right, out in the rain. You sing it.
Out in the rain.
You sing it. Correct answer, Promenade. Question number 10. The Britpop band Blur have so far released 8 studio albums. For 1 point, can you name one of them?
8 studio albums? Oh, and just any Blur album?
Yeah. Seems almost too easy.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Park Life.
Go for Park Life, 1994. Yeah. Take that point. The other Blur albums, Leisure, Modern Life is Rubbish, The Great Escape, Blur, 13, Think Tank and The Magic Whip. God, they're all good. I love Blur.
Yeah, Think Tank was a good album.
Yes, it was actually particularly brilliant, wasn't it? All right, question number 11. Your last two questions in your Music Tuesday, Adam Brown. For 2 points, name 2 instruments other than a violin that make up a traditional string quartet.
I mean, I thought to go a traditional string quartet as if I'm sort of well versed on string quartets. Now you said a traditional one. I was all up for the non-traditional.
I mean, I'm thinking we're talking about 4 people on stringed instruments.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
And we don't want a violin. Other than a violin, name 2 instruments.
Is it a double bass?
I don't have a double bass here, I'm afraid.
Oh, you're joking. I'd have bet my life on the double bass to be part of it. You know what that is, Mickey? That must be the non-traditional string quartet.
That's where my head's been in that. Yeah,
my head's been in the wrong mind space, unfortunately. I'm going to also say maybe a cello.
Got a cello. I'll give you the point. Right. Got a cello.
I'll take that.
The other thing I was looking for was a viola, Adam.
Oh,
so
bloody hell.
It's okay that you didn't do viola. Okay, so now we know a traditional string quartet, Adam, is two violin players and then a viola and a cello to accompany cello, it. Yeah, so next time...
So I was going to say that was only three. I was there thinking, where's the other one?
Where's the bloody other one? It's not a quartet. All right, final question. Question number 12, for 3 points, can you name three top 10 singles by Bloc Party? Oh, this is taking me back.
Oh, my God. What a band. I tell you what, I saw them live. Me and my brother went to see them live in about 2005 when they were touring Silent Alarm.
Oh, God. First album, Stop.
It was absolutely ridiculous. Honestly, I mean, Kelly from Bloc Party is just insanely talented.
Yes,
he's just
Kelly's
what a guy.
Yes, Kelly Okereke.
Do you know the thing is, I wouldn't really know. I mean, even though they're one of my favourite bands, it was never a band that I really kind of looked at chart positions. Do you know what I mean? I think so. I'm just going to go with some of the biggest hits, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Helicopter.
Helicopter's not in my bloody list. And I can't believe it.
Oh, joking. I tell you what I might go for then. I might go for one of the later songs.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe at that point that they might have bedded in a little bit more because the first album, maybe people were still getting into him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Flux.
Yeah, absolutely. Went to number 8. What a tune. Oh, my God. I just remembered it.
I've got one more guess.
One more guess and 3 possible answers.
I don't know. I'm torn between going for one of the 2007 kind of era Bloc Party, which was after Silent Alarm. Mm. I feel they might have bedded in a little bit more. I'm going to go for The Prayer.
You went to the right place. It's there. It's there.
Yes.
And it went to number 4.
I almost went for Banquet, and I feel like Banquet might not have been on there.
Oh, it's such a tune, but it's not even in my list of
I don't even know if they released it.
I think Banquet just came out and made a sound and made people know who Bloc Party were.
Yeah.
Positive Tension. So here we are, of course, absolute classic.
Great.
2 More Years, which I blurted out because I just love that song so much. The Prayer and Flux. Well done. Your score after that round, Adam Brown, is 12 points. That's
yes.
3 away from a full house.
I'm happy with that. I'll take that. You know, the initial worry of this pressure that was put on my shoulders, I managed to carry it quite well, Makita, so I'm happy with that.
We'll talk through Adam's points after this break.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.
That's a really nice score. 12 today and 21 for the last 2 days. How are you feeling? It feels good to waste a music quiz, doesn't it? You did well.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'll be honest with you. That was one that I was probably the most worried about just because, you know, the expectations there. And it's, you know, if there's a couple of the questions there that I'd have got wrong, especially Killers related questions and Klaxons and Bloc Party. That is just my bread and butter. Do you know what I mean? So when I got that wrong, I'd have been like, you're in the wrong job.
Yeah, literally. Who is your favourite musician of all time? Who do you find yourself returning to often?
I mean, I'm obviously a Manchester lad, so I love all the old Manchester stuff. I'm a big Stone Roses fan. Oasis were my band growing up, which I know it's the most cliched thing ever to say if you're from Manchester, but it genuinely was like a big cultural thing in Manchester. And I was, you know, in the 90s, my brother's 3 years older than me, and growing up, we shared a room. So obviously, him being older, he had control of the CD player. So it was like whatever he put on, that was it. And luckily for me, he had good music taste. So Oasis were just the band that even now, when I listen back to those songs, goosebumps moments. I saw Liam Gallagher do his tour a couple of years back, and he did some of the Oasis songs, and I was like, yeah, I love it.
I'm so proud of him. He's just, I love what's happening.
And do you know what, I quite like the fact that he just doesn't mind doing the Oasis songs, because he does all his own stuff, which is, to be fair, you know, it is what it is, and he's done very well for himself with it. And then all of a sudden, he just pulled out Stand By Me by Oasis. And I'm like,
oh, stop it. Adam Brown, thank you very much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home, your second one of the week. Your clue is an Italian liqueur with a dark colour known for its bitterness. An Italian liqueur with a dark colour known for its bitterness. Can feel you having a think there, Adam. Join us again tomorrow for TV and Film Wednesday and your third connector clue.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.